You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Remember, it is our last show of the week here on CBD. Nathan Zagura, the kid, in for Matt Wilhelm, who's cruising with his family on a Disney cruise. Hopefully having a glorious, glorious time. All right, 216-578-0850. Do we still have Kevin in Parma Heights? He dropped? Okay. All right. Well, when we get some calls, we'll go to that. But now, the kid, it is time for our game predictions for week number 16. And as we enter week 16, you still are in the lead. I'm three back of you. Matt Wilhelm is six back of you.
Fading fast,
man. Fading fat mess. He did. He had a hot streak. I made a nice comeback, but I've stalled out the last 2 weeks. I had it down to one game, but couldn't quite get to pull it even with you. I've got Wilhelm's picks on here, so let me pull those up here, and then we'll get into the games. All right, we're going to start with Thursday night. It'll be nice. We can get every game this weekend.
Yes.
The San Diego Superchargers.
Oakland.
At the Oakland Raiders.
Oakland Raiders, Chucky Woods last game. If I had a private jet, I'd fly out there and tip my cap to him.
I said yesterday I believe he's the greatest defensive player of all time.
Well, you're not going to get any argument from me, but I think that—
You know who said he is, too, as well? Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott said he believes it.
I think it's hard to say who's the greatest football defensive player of all time, but if you include longevity in that, I mean—
Played 5 years longer than LT.
And LT's last couple years were not at as high of a level. Charles Woodson is continually— played at this high level. I mean,
more interceptions than Lott, more positions played than Rod Woodson, better for a longer period of time than Rod Woodson, and more longevity than Lawrence Taylor.
And what I would say is that might be arguable, but an inarguable fact. In the last 30 years, in my opinion, the greatest college football player, period, is Chucky Wood.
Chucky Wood.
Yeah.
Chucky Wood. All right, we're all in agreement on Oakland. Washington at Philly. Philly, three-point home favorite.
As I told you last week against Philly, I said Arizona. I said get to that window with Arizona. I feel very strongly that this week everybody is tipping their cap. Go Kirk Cousins, let's give him $20 million. Not so fast, my friend. I'm going to go with Philadelphia.
All right, I'm going to go with Washington, and so is Wilhelm. That Philadelphia secondary should not be favored against anybody. And I know that they got the lucky special teams play that got them the victory over New England. But that secondary right now, they lost two more defensive backs. They don't even have three corners on their roster right now.
Their offense is starting to hum.
DeSean Jackson.
Their offense is starting to hum. Okay, you know, we'll see what happens. I think that gets me a little closer to Ken Stewart's.
All right, I'm taking the Washington Redskins. Indiana at the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins 1.5-point home favorites against the Colts.
Yikes, this is an ugly, ugly affair.
Unwatchable.
Yeah. I'm going to go Indiana.
You're going to go Indiana?
Yeah.
All right. Because you're doing it, I'm going to take Miami. I don't like any of these teams. I don't like either one of these teams right now, but I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins. I don't know how you can possibly bet on Miami after what they've done lately, but I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm
going
to take Miami there.
Who did Wilhelm take?
He also takes Miami. So that's two of them that we are actually in agreement on. San Francisco at Detroit. Lions 9.5-point home favorites. I think they're one of the better teams in football right now. I think if the Lions got into the playoffs, they'd make some noise right now. They should have beaten Green Bay. That was a total fluke loss to Green Bay. They're 4-2 since they changed offensive coordinator. Should be 5-1.
Everybody, you guys both taking Detroit?
Everybody's taking Detroit. Yep. All right. Houston at Tennessee. Houston at Tennessee. No line on this game.
Houston.
You're taking Houston. I'll take Houston as well. Zach Mettenberger expected to start for the Tennessee Titans. I'm taking Houston, regardless of who their quarterback is, just because I think their defense is that good. Matt Wilhelm taking Houston also. No line on that game yet, again, as I said, with they're trying to figure that all out. Carolina at Atlanta.
Carolina.
You kind of thought about that for a second.
No, I was just looking at someone texted me, what about Daryl Green over Chucky Wood? No thanks.
No thank you. All right, and we're all in agreement on Carolina. New England at the Jets. Jets 3-point home dogs.
This is a close one. I mean, I'm going to take New England. I'll let you guys take the Jets, but I'm going to take New England.
I'm going to go ahead and go with New England as well. I think the Jets could win this game, though. But I don't feel strongly.
What did Free Willy go with?
Free Willy took the Patriots. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Ravens.
Pittsburgh,
that's a unanimous. I need to get another one in. I might have to go back and change that Jets one.
You can't change anything, my friends. It's in.
Of course I can change
it. No, I wanted to change the Browns over the Niners after the picks were in, and you're not allowed to. Once they're in, they're in.
That's because you're the leader. I'm going after you.
Once they're in, they're in.
Dallas at Buffalo. Bills 6-point home
favorite. Let's go, Buffalo.
Take the Bills. I will take the Bills as well, even though taking the Bills is as dumb as taking the Miami Dolphins, given how bad they have been. Matt Wilhelm is going to take the Dallas Cowboys there.
As he fades further into the oblivion.
Well, who knows? You never know, man. You never know. All right. Chicago at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay 3-point home favorites here. Chicago at Tampa Bay. This is an interesting
Tampa.
One. You're going to take Tampa. All right. Matt Wilhelm is going to take.
Who are you taking?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well. I'll take the Chicago Bears.
All right.
Lovie Smith against the Bears. I don't think it's the right pick, but I need to get this. It's the end of the year. I got to make up some ground.
So someone just threw at me Deion Sanders, and as many people know, Deion.
I think Deion's the best corner.
Deion's one of my favorite players of all time. I loved his swagger. However, Chucky Wood did it for a lot longer, and his level of play has been as high throughout. And Chucky Wood transitioned and played safety and stopped the run way better than Deion.
Much better. Much more complete
so
player.
And
longer, right?
But that's a close one. That would be probably second to my guy Chuck D out there.
All right. New Orleans Saints 4-point home favorites against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Say that one more time.
New Orleans Saints at home laying 4 to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So this is an interesting game.
Yeah, I don't know why they're laying 4. I'm going to say Jacksonville.
Why are they laying 4?
I don't know, but I'm going to say Jacksonville. I think that it's going to come out later in the week. I don't think Breeze will play. He shouldn't play.
Free Willy is taking the New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
I wanted you to take the Saints. I wanted to take Jacksonville, and I'm taking Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the right call.
All right. Green Bay at Arizona. Green Bay.
Zona.
At Arizona. And you're going to take Zona?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Zona. Is it just that easy if there's a Green Bay Zona playup matchup that we think it's just that easy?
I don't know. What did Willie take?
Free Willie took Arizona as well, so it's unanimous there. All right. This one's going to be unanimous. St. Louis at Seattle. No need for anything there. The Seattle.
Yep.
All right. This one is more – now we get two that are, I think, are fairly interesting. The Giants – at Minnesota, Giants getting 5.5.
Minnesota.
You're going to take Minnesota?
Yeah.
All right. Free Willy is taking the Giants. This is a tough one for me. The last time we had a team that we thought was going to upset Carolina was New Orleans, and they got close and they blew it, and then they came out the next week and they blasted the Buccaneers in a game they shouldn't win. I wonder if this is a bounce-back game for the Giants. Adrian Peterson's questionable.
We didn't ask for a soliloquy here. We asked for a pick.
Hold on, my friend. I haven't made my pick yet. But they're starting to unleash Theodore, and he's starting to play well. I'm going to stick with the Minnesota Vikings there. Free Willy's got an opportunity to make up a lot on you here. Or he could be completely.
Not worried.
Cincinnati at Denver. The Broncos, 3.5-point home favorites.
I'm going to go with Denver. That defense one of these weeks is going to win one of these games.
I did not want you to do that. Free Will is going to take Denver. I'm going to take Cincinnati.
Cincinnati on the road in honor of the dollar bill.
With A.J. McCarron. So I don't like that. I don't like that pick either, but maybe that's why it's a good one. I thought that I wanted you to take Cincy, and I would have taken Denver because I believe it's like you with their defense. But I'm okay with Cincinnati.
No, you're not. You're just looking for differences. All right, let's give a rundown of the differences so I can make some notes here.
Philly and Indy. You've got Philly and Indy. We both have Washington and Miami. Once again, Miami's going to cost me. You've got Buffalo. Willie's got Dallas. You've got Tampa. I've got Chicago. You've got Jacksonville. Willie's got New Orleans. You've got Minnesota. Willie's got the Giants. And you've got Denver, and I've got Cincinnati. And there it is, pick of the games here. On our way to dinner, ladies and gentlemen. Picking the games. All right, when we come back, 216-578-0850. We'll take your phone calls. We'll take your tweets as well. We'll also talk to the kid. You promised some hot takes at the beginning of the show, some theories.
Oh, I got
some hot takes
that my friends at the GCC are not going to be happy to hear.
Oh, my. That's a prestigious club. You've got a holiday card.
That's what we call a tease in the business, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a tease. All right, we'll be back with that right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Skurin, the kid, here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We just did our picks. Got to try to catch the kid. Kid, you're so tough, but you got some hot takes, and you're going to slam cigars when the GCC and CLE has opened its doors and its arms to you. It's invited you to one of the smokes. They've sent you a holiday card, smoking in a winter wonderland.
Here's what I'm going to say. I think that most people that I know that smoke cigars happen to be of high intelligence. I was smoking with two business behemoths last night in Pierce and Stern, both celebrating big business accomplishments. Stern's company was sold, and Pierce just closed a big deal with Apple. But we're sitting in this cigar shop. These guys are smoking. The smoke is like just all over me. You walk out of there, you stink. I get home, I got to take a shower. I got to wash my clothes four times. And you don't even inhale. So I guess these guys are just all smarter than me. But if you're smoking something that you're not inhaling, what's the point?
It's a very good question. Stern smokes a lot of cigars, though. I mean, he loves it. Some people find it very soothing. The head coach of Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, he likes a victory cigar after every win. Some people find it very soothing.
So he's not smoking as many cigars as Stern, then?
No, Stern is smoking many, many more cigars. But I don't understand smoking a cigar in golfing. That would seem just awful to me.
I'm all for it. I just got a text from my guy, Pierce, saying, I inhale everything. Good for you, Pierce. He's a man, the myth, the legend, John Pierce, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, I don't know. I don't want to cross any lines here, but how is it relaxing to be stinking like that? I don't know. It's just not my thing. I love the GCC, and I'll be happy to come to an outdoor smoke, but no more indoor smokes for
me. Like a summertime smoke for you.
Yeah, no more indoor smoke.
Well, yeah, I've had to dry clean my smoking blazer every time that I've gone there.
Dry clean probably four times. The one time doesn't get it clean.
It does.
My phone smelled this morning. I had to, like, clean my phone case.
Did you smoke any of the cigar?
No.
You just sat there?
I just sat there.
Well, that's even worse.
Well, I was drinking some scotch, and I was, you know, looking for some other things to do, but it was just sitting there, and it's this cigar shop on Chagrin Boulevard. It's a nice place and all, but, you know, it stinks.
Interesting. So, by the way, this in from Josina Anderson. Spoke to a source on OBJ's appeal 15 minutes ago who said not only has a decision not been made, but there was no discussion about any homophobic slurs. They said there was discussion, however, about strange atmosphere surrounding the Giants and Panthers game that day. So that's all they've got. But so far, again, nothing. Nothing. Nothing's been decided despite what Cleve TA has said.
My lovely wife is telling me to move on from the cigar topic. She doesn't like it.
She doesn't enjoy it? She's censoring you? She's listening and censoring you?
Apparently.
Aren't you free from such censorship when you're on the radio?
I didn't say it. Listen. I just said that was her opinion.
You said that was what was coming in. Well, interesting.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mrs. the Kid. Well, we will move on, by the way. Here we go. All right, was that your only hot take of the day?
No,
that was it?
I got some more. It's early on in the show. I got some time.
All right, so to come, we got the holiday version of the Friday forecast. Any mailbag questions we can get into. And here's an interesting one that came across right now was basically that if you look at, and a good point was made, by the way, on the John Clayton comment. He said, how does John Clayton know who the coach or the GM are going to be? So there's no way to really predict what the Browns are going to do with Johnny Manziel. I think that's number one. I think that's very, very true. So I'll just say that. That's one thing. John Anderson says he wants a holiday moonwalk from the kid posted on Twitter.
You know, the drumbeat for the moonwalk from Atlanta and the Dentmaster is getting stronger and stronger. But I feel the longer I hold out, the more he's going to want it. So I'm going to hold off just a little bit longer. to celebrate the Browns in the playoffs next year, I will moonwalk.
All right. SBS Berlin, who's a big fan of yours, all the way from Germany, big Browns fan, says, the kid, give us some positivity today. What does the future look like through the orange and Browns lenses? Why can we be excited about the future?
Okay, why we can be excited about the future is because in the NFL, things can change very quickly. Last year, while they did win the division, the Carolina Panthers were an under 500 team. They're now sitting at 14-0. With the exception of the New England Patriots, things change so much from year to year. I think we're seeing some positive things out of Johnny. Don't forget we have 11 draft picks coming up in this upcoming draft. We do have some talented players. Dare I say, I like what I've seen in his season off from Flash Gordon. I think he's
been too.
He's been working hard.
Have you watched those videos?
I've watched some videos. I've done some research. I really like what I'm seeing. And granted, I've always been in the bag for Josh Gordon.
You have.
But I think that if you bring in Josh Gordon, you bring in another receiver, you got big play Garrett coming back, all of a sudden
Benjamin's your third.
All of a sudden our offense is explosive. And with a new defensive scheme, which is coming, I think that the defense, you know, we do have some talented players there, and we've got a lot of draft picks to fill it. So hang in there, Berliner. The Browns in 2016 are going to be a sight to see, my friends.
I certainly hope that you are correct, because I would love, imagine if you came back and your four receivers were Gordon, Laquon Treadwell, Travis Benjamin, then moves down to your number three, and then you got Brian Hartline, who has developed, to be honest, about a very nice rapport with Johnny Manziel, kind of works as that kind of slow but crafty slot receiver, moves the chains along. That's a pretty good receiving core.
Yeah, and you're going to have to just open it up. This thought that we're going to be building around the run, forget about it. That's yesterday's. You see even Seattle, who's always been a running team, is opening it up. Nobody is running the ball consistently. You spread it out, and that's your run plays are short passes like New England does, like Pittsburgh does. You know, like the successful teams are short passes is serving as a running game, and then you mix in the run. So you go four wide. I have no problem with that lineup whatsoever. And I think Flash is going to come back and make a huge splash.
I think he will, too. I think
like that little rhyme?
I do. That was good. Was that for like a Christmas rhyme for you?
Flash will splash.
I think that he's going to. I think he seems to have his things together. The kid, I know you were trying to be optimistic because you were called on it, but RJT Rule says he can't take anything the kid says seriously after his abysmal over-the-top rosy preseason Browns prediction when you were calling for 10-plus wins.
Here's what I'll say. Again, I bought into the hype that if the defense was what we were supposed to be, I would dare I say we would have 10 wins. But I'll say it again. I'm a sports fan. We all, as little kids, are sports fans. Why not buy in and believe that we're going to be good? It's not fun in saying, oh, we're going to stink again. If you believe, then I got 6 months to hype myself up and get all excited.
I agree.
And at least for those 6 months, it's like the same reason that you play the lottery. You know you're not going to win, but for that 1 minute, you think, what would happen if I won $372 million?
I agree. Get fine. That's what makes sports fun.
Absolutely.
That's what makes it hurt so much when you're continually let down, but it is what makes sports fun.
But my teams are coming, and let me just – veer off into another topic. The man, as people here like to say, up north, is doing some things. He's bringing in the talent, and you better watch out, folks, because here we come.
The blue. Is this the Cavs year, the kid?
Absolutely. The Cavs will win the championship this year.
100%. Is it a guarantee?
I didn't say 98% because there are some tough teams out west, but
I don't like
I like the matchups we have with Golden State. I think that, you know, people say, oh, they went to one if we had everyone. We almost beat them without Kyrie and Kevin Love. And Kyrie is going to – I don't think people realize, and I don't think we'll see it this week because he's still not back to 100%, but I just think people forget just how good Kyrie was playing last year. He's the best offensive player on the team. Apologies to the King. Kyrie is the best offensive player we have.
I agree with that.
The Cavs are 38-4, I think, with Kevin – Kyrie, LeBron, and Mozgov. After the Mozgov trade, they're 38-4 with that roster on the court.
And they just haven't thus far.
Let's say that again. 38-4.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's on pace with what Golden State's doing. Not quite what they're doing now, but after they lose to us on Thursday, it'll be about on pace.
You can't, by the way, lose 4 games out of 7. That's all you got to do. not lose 4 out of 7. And I think it's going to be a tough out on the Cavaliers. And I'll even say this. People might not believe it when they hear it, but I'll even say this. Delly's actually playing pretty well.
He is playing pretty well. It'll be interesting to see how the minutes are split up when Mo Williams gets back. I still think you need that offensive firepower off the bench that Mo Williams provides. I still think Mo Williams is the first point guard off the bench. Depending on the matchup, maybe I could see Delly for defensive purposes, but Mo Williams always been a favorite of mine. I didn't like him as the second best player on the team, but as the eighth best player on the team.
It's perfect. Fantastic. Mo Williams reminds me of Jason Terry.
Heart and soul, baby.
Heart and soul, and he's the kind of guy that if he comes in and has one of those games where he gets stupid hot, he can win you a game in a playoff series.
Agreed, and I hear he's a good golfer. If you're listening, Mo, we'd like to get you out on the links.
And JR.
Oh, if we could get Mo and JR on the links, forget it.
Forget it. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. We got Mark in a car. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I know it's a little off subject, but I had to stop listening for a little bit. But I know you guys were talking a little bit about Charles Woodson being
yes.
one of the top, if not the top, college football player defensively in the last 30 years. The one name that always comes to mind in the last 30 years for me is Sean Taylor.
Uh-huh.
He had a game when he was at Miami against Florida State where he was the most dominant player on the field, and I had never seen a more dominant defensive performance since Chris Steelman's game in 86 against Michigan. But, I mean, I agree with you with Woodson, but the only other person I could think of without really racking my brain was Sean Taylor. And unfortunately, his life ended way too soon. Otherwise, I think we would have seen a dominant defensive performer and a most likely NFL Hall of Famer.
I think that you are right on the money with that in terms of him being going on to having a Hall of Fame career. I think that certainly is possible. The fifth overall pick out of the U in 2004. When we had Duke Johnson in here last week, you remember who he said his favorite player in the history of the U was? Sean Taylor.
But let me just say this. The talent around Sean Taylor in Miami was a lot higher than the talent around Chucky Wood at Michigan. Chucky Wood single-handedly took away half of a football field. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget, he returned punts. He was not a great punt returner, except when we needed a touchdown, and then he'd take it to the house. He played receiver. I think in that Ohio State game, he had a pick six and a touchdown on offense and maybe a punt return. I may be embellishing just a little bit, but that year our defense was dominant because of Chucky Wood, period. The U had a lot of other good players along with it. Not that we didn't have other good players with Chucky Wood, but Chucky Wood, for my money, is the greatest college football player I've ever seen.
He's very good. Sean Taylor was also a very good player, but I think Chucky Wood won the Heisman.
Only defensive player ever.
Ever.
Let's say that again. Ever.
Is that true?
Ever? As far as I can remember.
I don't know if that's true. We're going to look that up. All right, let's go to Bob in Norwalk. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, I love your guys' show. I was always trying to be a half-black full guy myself when it comes to optimism, but I think Santa might have brought you guys a crack pipe a couple of days early. As optimistic as you guys are for the Browns for next year. Because,
well, and there's a lot of ifs, by the way, in our
I realize that. Yes. But if people in charge making the decisions don't change, I think we're looking at double-digit losses again in 16.
The NFL's not built for you to be as bad as the Browns have been for this long.
The law of averages has got to come in at some point.
Yes, you would think so, but if the people making the decisions stay in place, I can't agree with you. So, you guys have a Merry Christmas. And
same to you.
Happy holidays to you as well. So I haven't been able to find out if he's the only defensive player. I feel like it would say that. What it does say is that he is the last player to win the Heisman who is not a running back or a quarterback.
I'm pretty sure. I'm fairly certain on this that he's the only defensive player.
You think it would say that, though?
I'm pretty sure on this one. If Cleve T.A. is out there listening, can you verify this? You know everything.
He's already come out and admitted he was wrong about retweeting Lawrence Tynes about Odell Beckham Jr.
It's all good. Cleve T.A. knows most everything.
He's a fine man, the fine Cleve. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. Holiday edition of the Friday Forecast here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4. We're going to go to the phone lines real quick before we go ahead and get to the holiday forecast. AJ in New Franklin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, golly, gentlemen. Love and life. Just played 18 this morning.
Yes.
Good for you. Nice.
How'd you get them?
In any event, I love my gloves in the rain. The grips were wet, but I fired an 84. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you should. That's very solid.
In any event, sir, the question is, so Nathan, a kid, how can a pedestrian like myself have a better draft pick than the Browns? I don't do anything about football, but in the end, I would have had a better draft pick than any of those guys.
You know, it's hard to defend at this point. I will say that my cohort here, his favorite player in the entire draft 2 years ago was Allen Robinson. Not to take at the top of the draft, but he was calling for Allen Robinson starting at the middle of the first round, and I think he's been proven out right. It's just an inexact science.
That's very true.
It's unfortunate. It's, you know, we've wasted so many picks, and it is, you know, very unfortunate. Let's just hope that we turn it around here this year and that we start making some good picks.
Well, it can only go up. You know, you can only go up. And perhaps with a different, if it gets to the point where there is a defensive scheme change, maybe Justin Gilbert ends up thriving and things end up looking better. Hopefully.
I think that ship has sailed.
I don't know. You never know.
I mean, he can't even get on the field over basically walk-ons. I think the ship has sailed on Justin Gilbert. Johnny Manziel, I still hold out some hope for. Justin Gilbert, I don't see it. He can't even be activated.
He's had a concussion. That's why he's been inactive. He was playing. He started the game. He got hurt.
He's been terrible.
He's not been good, but
he's been worse than not good.
You still can hope.
I can't hope on him.
I'm going to hope the kid. Hope springs eternal. All right, let's bring in the Dreamer, Mike Dreamer, for the holiday version of the forecast. Mike?
Number one.
All right, guys, what gift would you give the Browns for Christmas?
What gift would I give the Browns for Christmas? Is a successful first-round pick.
Okay, I'm going to go with a couple gifts. I'm going to kind of hodgepodge them together. I'm going to say, number one, a Tennessee Titans win in their final two games, which locks up the number one pick for the Browns.
Would you rather have the number one, or would you rather have the number two and then get the first and like 2 and 32 or 1 and 33?
I think for the purposes of trading, it always is better to have the number one pick.
Yeah, but there's a big trade to have the first pick in the second round. There's the same overnight opportunity.
Yeah, but it's going to be you're the second pick in the second round. I mean,
okay.
I would rather have number one. Number two, Josh Gordon gets reinstated, comes back, stays on the clean, straight and narrow, and becomes a dominant force for this Browns team.
I think he's definitely on the straight and narrow, and I think that he is going to get reinstated. The question is what level is he going to play at after a year off?
I think he'll be good. I'm not worried about that. He's in the best shape of his life. Have you seen the pictures and the workouts he's doing? I mean, he's in the best shape ever. And I think he's the kind of guy that is going to, when he and Johnny get together, this Johnny, not last year's Johnny, I think they have an opportunity to be very successful together.
Yeah, just everybody, please, if you're around Josh Gordon, please keep him away from anything he shouldn't be doing.
Yes.
Number two.
All right, what is your most, or your must-have food for Christmas dinner?
Must-have food, I guess you'd have to go with maybe a prime rib or a steak.
Yeah, absolutely a prime rib. The king of all the meats. What about you, Dreamer?
I'm a huge mashed potato guy, so I just have to have mashed potatoes with Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner.
A little garlic mash or just the traditional?
Actually, I want mashed potatoes that I can repurpose for potato pancakes the next day.
Ooh. Oh, turn the mashed potatoes, and then you turn them into latkes?
Yeah, or like a boxty.
You're a man of all people. The Jews and the Christians.
I like that. That's an interesting one. All right. I think prime rib, it's just, you got to have it. You got to have prime rib. I have never been somebody to have turkey on Christmas. Ever. Never as a kid. We never had turkey on Christmas.
I'm certainly not an expert on this, but I've always thought ham was the Christmas meal.
I've never had a Christmas ham either.
Okay, well,
All right. I've always had prime rib. But a lot of people have turkey. What I don't get, why would you have turkey on Thanksgiving and then come back with turkey on Christmas? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Now, in a Christmas story, as we talked about last night on the Mike Penn Show with Ken Carmen, the main meal that the father was trying to make was a turkey until the Bumpus Hounds came in and they stole that turkey. Bumpuses! They took his turkey.
Number three.
All right, guys, this is a fill in the blank. The Browns will win Sunday if blank happens.
They are plus 5 in the turnover margin.
Which is not going to happen. Alex Smith doesn't turn the ball over, and their defense takes the ball away.
The man asked a question, and I answered.
Plus 5? But you got to say something that's realistic.
Well,
has any team been plus 5 in the turnover margin this whole season in any game?
I think there was a game the Browns were plus like 5 or 6, and they ended up losing. Early in the year, there was a game.
There was a moment in the game where we were plus 4 against Arizona, but yes, we lost the game and ended up, I think, plus 2 in that one.
Okay.
I would say maybe the only game this year where somebody's been plus, what do you say, plus 5?
Yeah.
The only game that comes to mind at the right off the top would be the Chiefs and the Broncos in that game,
yes,
where Peyton threw up. But I don't even think in that game, I'm going to look it up right now, I don't even think in that game that they were plus 5.
Okay, so you want me to answer?
They were plus 5 in that game.
Okay, apology accepted. Thank you very much.
That's against the team we're playing.
Thank you very much. Apology accepted.
Apology rescinded. No apology was made.
All right, well, you answer the question. Crickets.
I think it's a game where the Browns cannot turn the football over. I think they're going to have to pull out a fake or two to steal a possession, because I don't think they're going to get any turnovers from Alex Smith, and just kind of let it all hang out and keep it low scoring. Again, I think if the Browns are going to win this game, the Chiefs have to be held under 20 points, which is possible. San Diego is not a good football team. San Diego almost had them, and it was 10-3 in that game. That I think, is much more real. 5-0 in the turnout, that's not happening.
Number 4.
All right, guys, call your shot for the Browns and Chiefs on Sunday.
Kansas City 24, Cleveland 13.
Oh, we didn't call that for our game predictions, but we're all unanimous on Kansas City. I'm going to say Kansas City 34,
Oy.
Cleveland Browns 10.
Oy.
I just don't think that the Browns, I just don't think there's enough firepower.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs, people don't realize this. Look at the Chiefs. This is their last few games, okay? 45 against the Lions, 29 against the Broncos, 33 against the Chargers, 30 against the Bills, 34 against the Raiders, then that 10-3 game we talked about, 34 against the Ravens. 6 of their last 7 games have been 29 or more points. 6 of the last 7. Now, our guy Disco Puma points out to me, he believes was it last year that the Browns were plus 5 in the turnover department against the Jags in that game in Jacksonville that we lost? Is that possible?
Anything's possible.
I know we had 3 picks in the game. I'm pulling it up right now. I know that. That was the game we went down there. We had 3 interceptions and we lost 24-6. If we were plus 5 in that one, that's going to really make me really, really sad. I don't think that was the case as I try to pull that up. But maybe it was. But a plus 5, that's a hard for me to imagine in this, especially in this particular case with these teams and the way that this team is playing. Turnovers were 3-3 in that game. So, no, it wasn't that one last year. He said a couple years ago. So
I think that he's referring to a Pittsburgh game where we won and we were plus 5 or plus 6.
Where we won, okay.
Yes, we won.
He was saying the Browns lost plus 5 a few years ago against Jacksonville, but it wasn't the game last year. So he pointed that out to me. So thank you. All right, it is, I just think it's got to be low scoring. I don't think we can keep up. I don't think we can keep up with teams that are scoring that many points. And that's the problem, is we've given up 30 or more in 6 of our last 7.
So what we're saying, folks, is don't expect a victory.
Unfortunately, I could see that being a tough one to go ahead and get. All right, is there anything left anymore in the holiday forecast?
That is all, gentlemen.
All right, well, what's your favorite holiday movie, kid?
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. You and Mike Pettin share the same.
So we do share something.
You do. I like Elf.
Never saw it.
You've never seen Elf?
I'm not really a holiday movie type of guy. I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
You don't like Will Ferrell, though? I do not like Will Ferrell, actually. I think his stuff is stupid. I don't like that he's like one of these guys that stays in character on the movie set. I think I don't find him remotely humorful. There's many guys I enjoy a lot more than Will Ferrell.
So you're saying, have you seen Old School?
I liked Old School, yeah.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah, that one I like.
Anchorman?
Couldn't sit through the whole thing.
Talladega Nights?
Couldn't sit through the whole thing. Don't enjoy Will Ferrell's humor.
Did you enjoy his cameo in Wedding Crashers? As a funeral crasher?
I don't remember that, but that's a good movie. I'm more of a Chevy Chase guy, if you want to know the truth.
Well, I see that with the Vacation comment.
Fletch. I mean, give me Fletch. Give me Vacation. Real tomato ketchup, Eddie.
Chevy Chase or Bill Murray. You can only have one.
Bill Murray.
Yeah, agreed.
Close, okay. Though.
Right now, if you had to put together your ultimate, we'll call it a fivesome, because I can be in it, me and you, and then we get three other people. Your ultimate fivesome. If you could get that for
Barkley.
Okay.
I know I'm going to forget people here. Barkley definitely is one. Maybe like a Bill Simmons. I don't know if he's a golfer. Enjoy, a personality such as
his. I love him. I think he's jumped the shark.
A little bit, but I love that he's firing at ESPN at every opportunity.
Okay, who else?
Let me think about this over
break. All right, we'll
break.
Think about it over break.
Another
we'll come
tease,
back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we'll be back with that. The Kids Dream Foursome when we return on CBD.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on the last Cleveland Browns Daily of the week. We'll be off tomorrow and Friday for the holidays. But the kid, all right, your foursome.
I've done some revisions here.
Okay.
Chuck Barkley for sure is number one.
Okay.
I'm going to say Chucky Wood. I'm not sure if Chucky Wood golfs, but if he does, Chucky Wood.
Okay.
And the third guy, many people may not have heard of, but he's on ESPN Radio. He goes by the name of Stu Gatz. He's on the Dan Le Batard Show, which is a personal favorite of mine. And he is the sidekick, and I model my radio career, or lack thereof, after Stu Gatz.
Was there any thought to you to John Daly?
No.
Kobe Bryant?
No.
Eldrick?
Maybe, but I don't think he'd be fun to golf with.
I wonder if he is, though, in a relaxed environment, because they do say he like is pretty fun. Bubba Watson?
No. I think Bubba Watson, and I think the more I read about him, he's not such a good guy.
Ricky Fowler?
Maybe, but pro golfers, I don't think, are as much fun. You know, like, that's their craft. Golf, for people in general, is, you know, a leisure activity.
All right. I'm going. It's easy for me. Larry David is number one on my list. Bill Murray would be number two. And then I think I'd go Charles Barkley. I couldn't imagine us having more fun than with those three guys.
Yeah, I mean, Barkley for sure. It's just, like, he's number one, number all time in any conversational piece.
Par excellence. All right, that'll do it for us. For our producer, Mike Dreamer, for the kid, I'm Nathan Zagura. I want to wish everybody a happy, healthy, and safe holidays. We'll be back with you on Monday. I got the Mike Penn Coaches Show Thursday night, News Channel 5, 7:30. If people are looking for some Christmas Eve television viewing. And then Sunday, I'll be on the call on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network with Jim Donovan and, of course, Doug Deacon. So we want to thank you all for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Tell him, kid.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.